President, Representative Gruenberg, Representative Samuels, Representative Wilson, myself. This is February 6, 2006, the House Special Committee on Ways and Means. And today, we're going to take up a committee substitute for House Bill 375, Ways and Means. Mr. Burnett, can you come forward? Representative Samuels?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we adopt the CS for HB 375, Ways and Means, 24-LS1467/Y as a working document.
Okay. Now, for the benefit of the public and the committee, what happened is there were two bills that were introduced, 374, 375, and 376. The 376 was an appropriation bill, and that was referred only to finance, that appropriated more than $300 million to the PERS and TERS system to help retire that debt. House Bill 374 and 375 set up separate mechanisms to appropriate money from the 8 Alaska Housing Finance Corporation dividend and from the interest on the Amerada Hess fund in the permanent fund, and the interest, both incomes and the dividend from both those accounts would have gone into a retirement benefit liability account. And what the committee substitute that's been moved for discussion purposes before the committee, CS for House Bill 375, strips away everything related to AHFC. It doesn't deal with the permanent fund, Amerada Hess, or anything, and simply establishes this liability account. And in most respects, this liability account is similar to the public education account, which was established a couple years ago, or I think last year, by the legislature. And that the appropriating authority then exists for the legislature and does not tie the hands of the legislature in any specific account. That's all this bill does, is set up the account. The other thing that the committee substitute did is there was some language in the account that the money appropriated from the account could go to pay past service liability of both PERS and TERS and for other purposes, the phrase "and for other purposes," which left it generally open for appropriation to other all kinds of things and did not specifically limit it to this. Now, as most know, we can't set up a dedicated account or dedicated funds except the permanent fund. That's unconstitutional. But what this account does is give the legislature the authority to appropriate into this account for PERS and TERS and set up a mechanism for make those appropriations. And I asked Mr. Burnett to come forward to testify on behalf of the department. And I know you haven't had a great deal of time to analyze this, but first of all, I wanted to get the department's general reaction to this and also any testimony you have on whether it be a fiscal note accompanying this. Mr. Burnett.
Well, I don't, the department doesn't have a position on whether or not this is a good idea. In fact, we'd suggest that it be sent to finance and so that you could look at where money would come from, et cetera. But in terms of a fiscal note, there's nothing in this bill that would create a new expenditure or a new operating expense for the department. So,
any questions on those statements by Mr. Burnett? Representative Gruenberg?
No, thank you, Mr. Chair. This may be to Mr. Burnett or to you. It relates to the final word on page 1, line 12, annually. I'm wondering why we need that word in there, because that could be read as a limitation. You could only do it once a year. And I'm wondering if that's a possible interpretation. And if it is, do you see a problem with keeping it in? Because I would suggest we just delete it. We should allow the legislature to put the money in whenever they want.
Yeah, I have no objection to that.
I'll make the motion at the appropriate time.
Do
you want me to make it now?
Yeah, there's no objection to removing annually.
Yeah, I move that Amendment 1, that we delete the word annually on page 1, line 12.
Okay, see no objection, that's adopted. The other thing, Representative Gruenberg, is this does go to State Affairs next, and so you'll have another shot at it. Representative Seaton in State Affairs is working on a bill related to issues on Senate Bill 141 and clean up on that. It can be added into that. There's another mechanism in Senate or House Finance right now that relates to tobacco bonds that sets up two accounts. This one may go into there. I just wanted some public discussion in this committee on that account. You'll have it.
My question is, since the department doesn't have any objection, if we don't have anybody else here to testify, can we just move the bill today?
Yeah, that we could. Mr. Burnett, did you have any more comments?
Not at this time.
Okay. Did anyone else in the public? Tracy, did you have a comment on this at all? All right. Is there anybody online to testify this? Okay, we'll close public testimony on House Bill 375. Representative Samuels.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that we move House Bill, or the committee substitute for House Bill 375 with individual recommendations in the attached.
I'm just going to object for one question. Are you aware of any policy reason why this isn't a good idea?
I'm not aware of any policy reason. The only comment I would make is that the legislature, in its wisdom, can do all kinds of appropriations. We seem to be setting up accounts, and to the extent we're sending a message that this is an important policy decision for the legislature to make on an ongoing basis to help reduce this debt liability, here's a specific account for it.
I remove my objection.
Okay. That's essentially the fundamental policy reason for the bill. Okay. Is there any further objection? Seeing none, bill moves from committee with individual recommendations as amended. Is there anything else to come before the committee today?
Are we taking up the other bill?
No. And part of the reason it has to do with the purpose for adopting the 375 committee substitute, and that is because of the policy implications associated with taking revenues from the Amerada Hess account and from taking the dividend from AHFC into this account, the appropriation mechanism should be dealt with later on, and the way the funds come into this fund should be dealt with later on.
Then I just have a housekeeping measure. Since that's all we have on the calendar for this week, are we still going to have meetings Wednesday?
We will advise the public and you.
Okay.
And we'll talk to
Thank you.
Okay. Any no further business to come before the committee is adjourned. Thank you.